Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. I'm your non-diet dietitian, trainer, and host Katie, and this is episode 307. That feels just really crazy to say out loud, 307 episodes that we've done. That's bananas. Anyways, I've got a question for you. I'm wondering if you have ever stopped eating for fear of what the person next to you might think if you went back for seconds. Or have you ever been at a restaurant where maybe like a work lunch and you ordered a salad, even though you really wanted the wrap and the fries? Many of my clients share with me that they often let what others think hold them back, either consciously or subconsciously, from eating what they actually want. They often struggle with feelings of guilt and shame when it comes to food, especially in those social settings. So today we're going to talk about the concept of unapologetic eating and tips for how you can feel more liberated, more empowered with your food choices starting today. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food and their bodies. I'll also share my experience working with clients in my private practice to help women find food freedom and body confidence. I'm on a mission to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears. First, let's define the word unapologetic. So I thought it was really interesting when I looked this up. The word unapologetic means not acknowledging, not expressing regret. So you're not even acknowledging it. You have no regrets. It's done. It means being proud to stand by your beliefs, which, wow, isn't that impactful? And it also means another synonym for unapologetic is unashamed. So think about that. I want to say that again. Not acknowledging, not expressing regret. It means being proud to stand by your beliefs. And it means unashamed. And I don't know about you, but I want to live a life that is bold, where I feel confident in my decisions in all aspects of my life, but especially when it comes to my health and making decisions for me. So I want you to picture this. You rush from the office to meet your friends for happy hour. You know, the waiter is taking drink orders and you order an appetizer right away because you are so hungry. It was one of those days in the office where you powered through and you ignored those hunger cues, but now you know you're hungry, so you order an appetizer. And there's no second guessing if someone else is going to split it with you, or if you order the right appetizer, what the portions are going to be, or the fact that you ordered an appetizer and you're also going to eat dinner too. Or on the flip side, maybe you ordered a side salad at the restaurant with your friends instead of fries. You don't worry, you don't even think twice about the comments or what others will think or say. It's that confidence, it's that decisiveness is what we really want, isn't it? I'm going to give you four tips to become an unapologetic eater today. And tip number one is to tune into those body signals. Tune into your hunger and fullness. As we know, this can make you more intuitive. It can help you to make more of those satisfying food choices, trusting your gut, knowing what you actually want. You might try taking deep breaths before eating, maybe checking in with those hunger and fullness levels throughout the meal. By doing this, that's going to help you to eat more mindfully and therefore reduce the guilt around food because it's very intentional. It's like, no, I am eating this consciously, making a decision. We know that honoring your hunger and fullness levels can lead to some of those improved health markers. Studies actually have found that intuitive eating is associated with better metabolic health, including improved blood pressure, blood lipid profiles, and even that glycemic control. You hear all about blood sugar control. I feel like that's kind of hypey right now on the internet. And it's, I mean, yes, it's a good thing. There's much more to it. I feel like the internet is definitely oversimplifying it. But either way, intuitive eating can help lead to some of those positive health outcomes, which we know when we are able to focus on balanced nutrition through mindful eating practices, right? Just you're conscious and intentional about your decisions. It's going to impact your life and your health overall positively for sure. The second way you can work towards becoming a more unapologetic and more unashamed eater is to reject diet culture. Diet culture continues to perpetuate some of those harmful beliefs around food, around body size. And when we reject those beliefs, you can help cultivate that more unapologetic approach to do what you actually want versus what you think is right or what you think you quote unquote should do. So maybe today you start by unfollowing social media accounts that promote restrictive diets, or I like to say fake intuitive eating, right? It's like intuitive eating, but there's rules around it, but there's fasting, but there's cheat days. That is not intuitive eating. Rejecting diet culture can actually help you feel more confident and more empowered in your food choices. And it also just helps you to become a smart consumer. You know, we talked about when you can become an unapologetic eater, when you can feel confident and stand by those beliefs that you have, that's going to impact and bleed into the other areas of your life. And so by rejecting diet culture, you're actually going to be a smarter consumer of the media, of what you're purchasing, because you're going to be able to quickly identify like, no, that's not the truth. That's not for me. And I stand by my beliefs. I'm somebody who is convicted in what I believe in, and it's not dieting. It's not shrinking my body. The third way to become more unapologetic in your eating today is to practice self-compassion. When it comes to food and it comes to body image, when we can talk to ourselves in a more compassionate way or have more grace for ourselves, that can help you approach eating the same way. It can help you to go, okay, I don't feel bad for eating that, and this is why, or rejecting some of those food rules that you might still hold or some of those beliefs. When you have that mindset, it's really going to just help you move further faster. And when you treat yourself with kindness, you reframe that negative self-talk. Again, that's only going to help you stand by those beliefs even more and reinforce those beliefs and reinforce the thought patterns that you're creating, the new beliefs that you're rewiring after all the years of unlearning from what you've learned from years of dieting, if that makes sense. That self-compassion can really, 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 truly help you to overcome guilt, overcome shame around food, and promote that more positive relationship, not only with yourself, but with your body, you know, the physical, but also the internal side as well. And the last tip I have for you today to become a more unapologetic eater is to embrace that pleasure aspect, the satisfaction, the joy in eating by actually eating what you want. You know, I recently was listening to a podcast and she gave the example of, you know, hey, we eat to live. We don't live to eat here. And I actually disagree with that mentality of that eat to live. Food is fuel. And don't get me wrong, I am, you know, foot in my mouth, if that's the correct verbiage or phrase, whatever it is. But I definitely preach that food is fuel. And I no longer agree with that because food is not just fuel. There are so many more other aspects to food. It can be more than just eating to live. And if you're somebody who values food and values the different things that come along with food, whether it's the social aspects, whether it's, you know, the taste, you enjoy baking, you enjoy cooking, you enjoy, you know, the cultural aspects. There's so many aspects of food that we can really embrace and we can celebrate. And it doesn't have to be something that's feared. It can really be something that actually enhances our life. And so I just want you to know that, you know, by eating what you want, that doesn't mean you're going to want, you know, fries and pizza every night and chocolate. We know that habituation, if you've listened to any podcast that we've done, any of the episodes where we talk about habituation, we know that over time your body's going to tell you what it wants, and that allure, that excitement of some of those foods that maybe you had off limits for years, it goes away. So when we embrace that pleasure, when we embrace the joy in eating, it can just help you again, feel more confident in what you're eating because you're like, this is what I want and this is why. And when you think about that, if you can make that decision with food, think about how making that confident choice might impact other areas of your life. I know for so long, and even right now, it's something that I'm always working on, is being more decisive. Just pick, just decide, right? Just commit, because we waste so much time worrying and deciding back and forth and, you know, the brain space that it takes up. I don't know about you, but I want to be more decisive when it comes to making a decision. This is what I want, choosing it, and moving on. So maybe you might start by savoring some of your favorite foods. Maybe you start experimenting with new flavors, new cuisines. There's so many ways that you can embrace that joy of eating. And this is going to help you feel more satisfied, more fulfilled in your food choices. So maybe you start today or this week by allowing at least one play food on your grocery list. You know, if there's foods that you've had off limits for a long time, maybe this is the week that you get to enjoy them again. I hope you found this podcast episode helpful. I encourage you to just continue to experiment with some of these different strategies and find what works for you. Because remember, eating unapologetically, it's not only okay, but it's essential for promoting a healthy relationship with food and with your body. If you're looking for more support, check out the link in the show notes. Go to katiehake.com/schedule to schedule a free strategy call. We are currently on a wait list for our small group nutrition coaching program that will be opening up later this summer. So check the link in the show notes for that. If you're looking for more support, we would love to have you join our community. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.